nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, sunshine notice?
Thank you. Board of Commissioners, public meeting agenda for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. The time is 6:05. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 21st, 2024 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been, the Herald News. And a meeting date change was published in the February 13th, 2025 issues of the Nutley Sun. Copies of said notices have been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is placed on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Kelly?
Present.
All present, Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. You have a copy of the resolution?
We have, I have a resolution to enter into an emergency closed executive session. Would you like me to read that?
Yes, please.
Okay. Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public meeting in certain specified circumstances. And whereas the normal 48 hours notice requirement under the Act has not been met due to the time contains and the urgent nature of the subject matter. However, this emergency meeting is being held in compliance with the provisions of Public Law 1975, Chapter 231, Sections 4 and 13, commonly referred to as the Sunshine Law. And whereas pursuant to NJSA 10:4-9(b)(1) of the Open Public Meeting Act, this resolution is adopted to permit an emergency closed session due to a matter of urgency and importance that a delay, if not addressed, it would likely result in substantial harm to the public interest. And whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, that it does hereby move into closed executive session pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act. Be it further resolved that at the time when such discussions may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosures may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within exceptions provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. All right, everyone, please rise for the flag salute.
Let's do it again. We're American. Yes. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty.
Sunshine notice again, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting agenda for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. The time is now 7:11. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 21st, 2024 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger, and a meeting date change notice was published in the February 13, 2025 issues of the Nutley Sun. Copies of said notices have been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is placed on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here again.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Kelly?
Present.
All present, Mayor.
Minutes, please, Madam Clerk.
Thank you. We have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for March 5th, 2025 budget workshop, April 1st, 2025, and April 15th, 2025.
Move the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. Communications, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Holy Family Church has submitted a letter requesting permission to hold Carnival Games of Chance and a Money Wheel on Sunday, September 28, 2025, from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. at 28 Brookline Avenue. And the Township of Nutley Department of Public Affairs has submitted an event application for a weekly Nutley Farmers Market every Sunday from June 15 to October 26, 2025, between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Booth Drive between Franklin Avenue and Vincent Place. Motion, please.
Move it. Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And that's it for communications, Mayor.
And I see we have a number of reports on for this evening. I see we have a shade tree report from the Parks Department, Commissioner. And we have a public safety report for February and March 2025, Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, Mayor, I have multiple reports tonight. Thank you.
And a code enforcement report for the month of April 25 from the Code Department, Commissioner Evans.
Yes.
Bills, Madam Clerk.
Thank you. Bill list for June 3rd, 2025. Public Affairs, $588,751.60. Revenue and Finance, $3,491,451.24. Public Safety, $39,943.33. Public Works, $246,608.86. Parks and Public Property, $986,588.95. Water and Sewer Utility, $172,971.69. Payroll as of May 23rd, 2025, regular payroll total, $1,011,064.43. Overtime payroll total, $63,368.99. Total payroll, $1,074,433.42 for a grand total of $6,600,749.09.
Move the bills.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye, with the exception of item number 2500890, which I abstain on.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's it for bills, Mayor.
Thank you, and I think we'll take the some of the remaining portion of the meeting out of order. I'm going to do a resolution introduced on by me on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners. This is resolution number 14125. This is concerning some redevelopment. And before I move the resolution, I would like to bring up one of our esteemed redevelopment counselors, Mr. Josh Zielinski, to kind of provide us some background on what it is this resolution is about.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Josh Zielinski. I'm from the law firm of O'Toole Scrivo. We've been retained by the township as special counsel with respect to the PRISM on 3 development in the municipality. As the commissioners are aware, there have been negotiations going on for a long period of time with PRISM and the township to resolve all the litigation by and between PRISM and the township. A final form of that agreement has been provided to the commissioners to vote on. The resolution of the litigation importantly eliminates some intense uses in the town that are not popular, allows for the development of the Hoffman-LaRoche former campus with a new anchor tenant that is a large publicly traded company, and also provides and allows for affordable housing. That is the backdrop with respect to this agreement. It is similar to an agreement that was almost brought to fruition about a year ago. There's been, you know, quite a bit of negotiation to get this done. This agreement provides tangible benefits to the municipality, and we believe it is a good agreement for the municipality.
Thank you, Mr. Zielinski. I assume no one has any questions.
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Therefore, I move this resolution authorizing the mayor and municipal clerk to execute a settlement agreement with PRISM for the development of the On3 campus and settlement of litigation between Nutley and PRISM in the same or similar form as PRISM / Nutley Global Settlement Agreement provided to the Board of Commissioners on or about June 2nd, 2025. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. Thank you, Mr. Zielinski.
Thank you.
Getting back on our regularly scheduled agenda, at this time I'll hear public comment on agenda items only. This is public comment on agenda items only. Those who wish to be heard on agenda items only, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record, please. Seeing none, we'll go into Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioner Evans?
Nothing for me.
Commissioner Tucci?
Nothing for me.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Not tonight, Mayor. All clear.
All right. So we did have this past Memorial Day, our annual Memorial Day parade, which was a huge success, and I do want to thank everyone on this board. Public Safety did a good job keeping us safe and the streets clear. I want to thank the DPW for keeping the streets in a smooth fashion, the parks, importantly, because before the parade, we would go to all the park monuments and read the names of all the war dead and honor those veterans from Nutley who paid the ultimate sacrifice, and they looked amazing, and they looked amazing in their new location, so I want to thank Commissioner Tucci for that. And Commissioner Evans, I want to thank you for all you do for veterans. This tomorrow, June 4th, from 6 to 8 p.m., there's a mental health wellness event presented by Assemblywoman Carmen Morales in room 300 at the Parks and Rec. So those interested in getting more information about how to take care of their mental health, which there is no health without mental health. And we as a board a number of years ago has unanimously made Nutley a stigma-free town. So anyone who needs the help should go out and seek help or find out ways to get help. Or if you know someone who needs help, it may be good for you to go and get some information on how to provide them with the help they need. I think that's all I have on the horizon. Stay tuned for our June 17th meeting when I may have more. Moving on to ordinance introductions, Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, I have ordinance introduction 3587, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the Code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to add the location set forth thereon. This is for 36 Myrtle Avenue. I move that this ordinance be passed for a second reading, advertised in the Nutley Sun Together, and notice required by law that the further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at, I believe I saw the date, was it July 10th? Is that correct?
July 10th, yes.
Oh, I got it right after all these years.
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
I move it.
July 1st.
This says July 10th. Oh, you know what? Excuse me, it is July 1st.
July 1st.
July 1st, public hearing.
You're right.
Wrong again. I'll try next time.
Second.
So you didn't spoil a perfect record.
What date is it? July 1st?
July 1st. July 1st.
Thank you.
Second.
Sorry about that.
No.
We added an extra zero there.
We can vote up.
I moved that. Any second?
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Okay, my second introduction, ordinance to fix the salaries of certain officers and employees at the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, effective January 1st, 2024, be retained by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, in the County of Essex, New Jersey, as follows: the salaries of certain officers and employees, either permanent or temporary, as the case may be, the Township of Nutley, here I mentioned, shall be as follows: the IBEW Local 1158, Department of Public Safety, for public safety telecommunicators, communications, that is our dispatchers, a base salary of $45,000 to $66,300. Ordinance is part of ordinance and consistent with provisions of the ordinance are hereby repealed, and this ordinance shall be take effect 20 days after final passage in accordance with the law. Section 3, to extent.
Just the title.
You just want me to read the title for this measure? Thank you, Council. Okay, so the title is finished. I just wanted to really read this one, actually, because we are so short-handed on dispatchers. And if anybody is interested in being a dispatcher in Nutley, it's a lovely job. Commissioner Tucci, you might take me up for a time?
I might. I'd love to talk about it.
Well, thank you. I move that this ordinance be passed the second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading. Is it July 1?
First, yeah.
Yes.
July 1st. I move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. We have a number of ordinances on for their second reading and public hearing. Commissioner Petracco, I'll kick it back to you.
Yes, number 3585, an ordinance amending ordinance codified by the Code of Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to add to the location set forth thereon. This one is for 75 Raymond Avenue. Move open.
Anyone who wishes to be heard on ordinance number 3585, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record. Seeing none.
Move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Ordinance number 3586. This is an ordinance to amend the ordinance codified in the Code of Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Areas and Zones, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to add to the location set forth thereon. This one is for 54 Entwistle Avenue. Move to open.
Anyone who wishes to be heard on ordinance number 3586, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record. Seeing none.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
That concludes the ordinances we have on for this evening. We have a number of resolutions, and Commissioner Evans and Commissioner Tucci, I see you both don't have anything on for this evening.
Just here for the festivities, Mayor.
Thank you for joining us. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Thank you, Mayor. This is an ordinance for applying for a Department of Transportation grant to pave and reconstruct Chestnut Street from Bloomfield Avenue to Franklin Avenue. Resolution authorizing approval to submit a grant application and execute a grant agreement the New Jersey Department of Transportation for the Chestnut Street Improvement Project fiscal year 2026. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you. Commissioner Petracco?
Oh, I'm up again. Whereas Mauro G. Tucci, Chairman of the Suburban Metro Joint Insurance Fund, Commissioner of the Nutley Department of Public Safety, Alphonse Petracco, and Nutley Fire Chief Paul Capone, in the township desire to apply for the Joint Insurance Fund Certified Fire Department Program. Whereas Lieutenant Gabriel Miller is hereby appointed to serve as the liaison officer for the purpose of coordinating and implementing this program. And whereas the Township of Nutley Fire Department agrees to utilize the MEL Safety Institute, MSI, policy distribution and training program to document receipt of the operational policies and confirm understanding of the policies. And whereas the Township of Nutley's Fire Department agrees to annually update the policies and annually certify to their completion through the adoption for a resolution or request for a $5,000 assessment credit. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Town of Nutley, Essex County, State of New Jersey, does hereby request participation in the Joint Insurance Fund Certified Fire Department Program and agrees to perform the requirements of this program.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Before I vote, I just want to commend Commissioner Petracco and his department for moving ahead with this certification. They have already done this in the police department, and it yields unbelievable results. All right, and keeps everyone abreast of what's going on. It keeps everyone current on regulations and ordinances. So I just want to thank you for moving ahead with this, and I proudly vote aye.
Thank you.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
I vote aye, and I will say about Gabriel Miller, a stellar choice and an up-and-coming star in the fire department as well. I vote aye.
Mayor Kelly?
I vote aye as well, and I can concur with your assessment of Mr. Miller, or Lieutenant Miller. He's a great asset to the fire department.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay. Whereas the Township of Nutley through the Nutley Police Department has the need to acquire The service is an outside company for administration and management of police off-duty details throughout the township of Nutley. Whereas Dexter Duty Solutions, located at 101 Merritt Boulevard, Suite 21, Trumbull, Connecticut, has submitted a proposal indicating that they will provide such services at no cost to the township of Nutley for one additional year. And whereas the fees will be paid directly to Dexter Duty Solutions by the third-party vendor, and whereas the terms of the contract is not to exceed 1 year from the date of contract award, and whereas Dexter Duty Solutions 101 Merritt Boulevard, Connecticut, has submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that the said corporation has not made a reportable contribution to a political or candidates committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that contract will prohibit Dexter Duty Solution partners from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex, State of New Jersey, as follows. A contract be entered into between the Township of Nutley and Dexter Duty Solutions, 101 Merritt Boulevard, Suite 21, Trumbull, Connecticut, for the administration and management of the police off-duty details. Be further resolved, the copy of the resolution as well as the contract shall be placed on file with the township clerk and the chief of police. Remove it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor. That's all I have, I believe.
Thank you. I'll bring us home. A number of individuals did reach out to me regarding the Pride Proclamation. It will be read at our second meeting in June. This was at the request of the Nutley Pride organization, who wanted to be here for the reading of the proclamation. With that, I have five resolutions on for this evening. The first one is resolution number 13125, and this is for various raffle license applications, actually only one. Holy Family Church, license number 3325, Carnival Games and Money Wheel, Thursday, September 25th, 2025, through Sunday, September 28th, 2025, whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department. Therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are hereby approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue said license. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. This coming Friday, June 6th, is the 81st anniversary of D-Day, and so I have the following resolution, number 13225, whereas we remember the invasion of June 6th of 156,000 Allied troops stormed 50 miles of Normandy beaches. Whereas we remember that day, due to bad ocean waves and currents, that amphibious tanks and rocket protection from rocket boats were not possible. And whereas we remember that the fearless infantry charged the beach with little support to fortify positions that they advanced toward, and 4,000 Allied troops died for world freedom. Whereas we remember that by dawn, thousands of paratroopers were deployed behind enemy lines while aircraft were being shot from the sky. The paratroopers bravely jumped into the night air to secure bridges and strategic targets within France. Whereas we remember, without a brilliant plan, heroic men and women, and the tremendous sacrifices, the Allied efforts may not have succeeded that day. Whereas we remember the patriotism of Americans at home working in over 85,000 companies within the United States supporting the war effort. Whereas we remember that over 11,000 aircraft, 5,000 ships, 50,000 vehicles, and 326,000 troops combined in Operation Overlord. And this was the largest amphibious invasion in history. Whereas we remember all those who lost their lives during World War II, the estimated 75 million, 20 million soldiers, and over 40 million civilians. And therefore, be proclaimed that the Board of Commissioners, the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, declares June 6th, the 81st anniversary of D-Day, and encourages all citizens to support, honor, protect the memories of our heroes that fought and died for world peace. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. The second one I have on for this evening is resolution number 13325, and this is honoring Flag Day, whereas on June 14, 1775, by resolution of the Second Continental Congress, the United States flag was adopted. Whereas on June 14, 1777, the Second Continental Congress decreed that our nation's flag shall be 13 stripes, alternate red and white, and that the Union be 13 stars, white in a field, blue field, representing a new constellation. Whereas on June 14, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation to officially establish the observance of Flag Day. Whereas on August 3, 1949, National Flag Day, June 14th, is declared by an act of Congress, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, Essex State, New Jersey, recognizes and celebrates Saturday, June 14th, 2025, as Flag Day in the Township of Nutley. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans? Commissioner Tucci?
One of my favorite days, aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. This year is a special anniversary for the United States Army, celebrating its 250th birthday. So with that, we have resolution number 13424, whereas a meeting in Philadelphia on June 14, 1775, the Second Continental Congress formed the Continental Army to protect the freedom of the 13 colonies from the British. Whereas on June 19, 1775, George Washington was appointed Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army, making George Washington the first person to oversee the Army. And whereas the Continental Army marched through Nutley en route to Yorktown, Virginia, for the final battle to win our independence during the Revolutionary War. Whereas today, the U.S. Army recognizes the establishment of the Continental Army on June 14, 1775 as its official birthday. But this year, the United States Army will celebrate its 250th birthday, emphasizing the motto, "This will defend," which was first used as a battle cry for the Continental Army. But the United States Army and its more than 951,090 soldiers help protect freedom, both foreign and domestically, working jobs that demand high amount of physical and mental dedication. But from the Revolution to the Civil War, the World Wars to the present day, the Township of Nutley is thankful for and is proud to support the United States Army. On the occasion of the Army's 250th birthday, the Township remembers those who have sacrificed to serve their nation in the Army and thanks and recognizes Army veterans who call Nutley home today. And therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners in the Township of Nutley County of Essex State, New Jersey, recognizes and celebrates the United States Army on its 250th birthday. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. The last one I have on for this evening is resolution number 13925, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners approving the application of Nutley Town Center Redevelopers Urban Renewal Entity LLC for a waiver of residential development fees. Can I just read that by title? Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley that the application of Nutley Town Center Redevelopers Urban Renewal Entity LLC for a waiver of residential development fees meets the requirements of the Township Code Section 285-4C, including the public benefits required therein. Be further resolved that said application fee and is hereby approved, and that the residential development fees otherwise owed by the redeveloper for the Franklin Avenue redevelopment project be and hereby are waived. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. At this time, I'll open up the meeting to the public. To anyone who wishes to address the Board of Commissioners, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record. Seeing none, Mr. Bruno, I think we do have a need for a short executive session tonight.
Mr. Mayor, we do have a need to go into closed session to discuss contract negotiations.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion.
Move it. Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law, 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public bodies of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore, be a result that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley movement to close the executive session to discuss contract negotiations. Be further resolved that the time when such discussions may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosures may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Commissioner Evans?
Aye. Aye.
Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Can I go now?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And we will not be conducting any more business this evening. Our next meeting is Tuesday, June 17th, 2025 at 7 p.m. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the business portion, or the public portion.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco? Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Aye.
And the time is now 7:37.
I think they're going to...